Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Internal Revenue Code Section 179, a statute from 1958. Let me explain how it works. Section 179 lets you deduct the full cost of qualifying property in the year you buy it. This applies to tangible personal property, like equipment or machinery. But there are limits. The maximum deduction is $2,500,000. If your total purchases of qualifying property pass $4 million, the deduction cap shrinks dollar for dollar. Both numbers rise with inflation each year. Why does this matter? It gives businesses another way to take bigger deductions sooner. For example, if you replace a roof or HVAC system in a commercial building, Section 179 might let you deduct the full cost right away. This works with bonus depreciation, not instead of it. You can pick the mix that best fits your tax situation. Here is where it comes from. Section 179 started in 1958 to help small businesses. The idea is simple. Instead of spreading costs over years, deduct them all at once. Over time, Congress raised the limits. The 2025 OBBBA law set the current cap at $2,500,000. The phase-out starts at $4 million of total purchases. Both numbers keep rising with inflation. The statute has income limits too. Your Section 179 deduction can't exceed your business taxable income for the year. Any extra deduction moves to future years. For real estate, there is an added benefit. Section 179 covers certain improvements to non-residential buildings already in service. This includes roofs, heating and cooling systems, fire alarms, and security systems. These upgrades can qualify for immediate expensing, even if they don't meet bonus depreciation rules because of their long life. How does this show up in a study? A cost segregation study identifies assets that qualify for Section 179. For a building owner, this could mean deducting a new roof or HVAC system in the year it's installed. The study helps you choose between Section 179, bonus depreciation, or regular MACRS. The tax preparer picks the best mix based on your income. What does it not cover? Section 179 does not apply to most rental real estate owned by passive investors. The property must be used in an active business, and the deduction can't exceed your business income. It also does not cover residential buildings or most improvements on them. For those, bonus depreciation usually takes center stage. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how Section 179 applies to your assets, review the legal analysis section of your report.